The message was the same. The tone was different. This time, it was personal. President Bush motioned to the parents, children, spouses, and siblings seated before him in the White House East Room. He told their stories and spoke of their support for the troops, even at a time of great loss.
Many of the families here today have relatives serving in harm's way. Others have lost loved ones in the struggle. They have come here to Washington with a message for their elected leaders in our nation's capital. Our troops need the resources, equipment, and weapons to fight our enemies.
Once again, the president accused the Democratic leadership in Congress of playing politics with the war by pushing a $100 billion war funding bill that includes language setting a timeline for withdrawal.
Congress needs to put partisanship on hold. Needs to get rid of all the politics right now and send me an emergency war spending bill that I can sign that gets our troops the support they need and gives our commanders the flexibility they need to complete this mission.
The president will sit down Wednesday with congressional leaders to talk about the dispute. Mr. Bush said he looks forward to the meeting, but made clear there will be no change in his war policy.
Now listen, I understand Republicans and Democrats in Washington have differences over the best course in Iraq. That's healthy. That's normal. And we should debate those differences. But our troops should not be caught in the middle.
The top Democrat in the U.S. Senate, Majority Leader Harry Reid, responded a short time later. He said Democrats will make sure U.S. forces have the necessary resources. But he said with this controversial bill, Congress is sending the president a message from the American people.
The president has a choice to make in the coming days. Cling to the discredited policies that led our troops further into this intractable civil war, or work with a bipartisan majority of Congress to make us more secure.
Reid said the Democratic leadership is determined to send a bill with a timetable for withdrawal to the president. But recently, the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee let it be known that Democrats have a backup plan in the event of an expected presidential veto. Carl Levin said if Democrats cannot muster the two-thirds majority needed to override a veto, they will draft a substitute bill. He indicated it will not contain specific language on a troop withdrawal, but will set deadlines or benchmarks designed to pressure the Iraqi government to meet specific goals so American forces can come home. Paula Wolfson, VOA News, The White House.